Welcome the radio audience to the Sanctuary of Trinity United Methodist Church. If you are blessed by this radio ministry and would like to help support it, your gift will be greatly appreciated. Gifts may be sent to Trinity United Methodist Church at 333 South Chestnut Street in Seymour, Indiana. Our flowers this morning are sponsored by Cassie Willis in honor of Alex's third birthday, and the radio is sponsored by Kathy Smallwood in honor of Mark's birthday. Our special music this morning by our choir is It Is Well With My Soul. Our scripture this morning is from John 15, 1 through 8, the vine and the branches. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will grow even more. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from you, from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and I will be given you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Our sermon this morning is Plunging In by Pastor Angel Abishek.
How many of you have already done your spring cleanup or are in the process of doing your spring cleanup in the yard? I'm still in the process there. How many of you know that even though it seems counterproductive, we have to take and prune back the petals on the flowers and the branches on the trees, so that they will produce even more beautiful flowers and greater fruit? This process is painful, but it is ever so productive. We are in the season right now where we can smell the fragrance of spring. We can smell the blossoms everywhere. We can see things becoming green. We can see the vibrant flowers and the buds. We can see where the earth has been toiled up, where it is being prepared for the seed, and where seed has been planted so that fruit may grow. We can see where there will be an abundant harvest. And I don't know about you, but that thrills me. It brings me great joy, smelling the smells of spring. I imagine all of you love to smell the blossoms. But I love to smell the fresh earth after it has been toiled and turned over and processed. For it reminds me of my heart being prepared for a message to be dropped in. For me, when I come to church, every aspect of the service prepares my heart for what the Father has in store for me. The liturgy, the call to worship, the music prepares me for His word being planted in my heart. Looks like somebody is having a good time this morning. The garden is a garden of delight, an irresistible invitation of our Lord. Come and sit with me. Come and see the beauty of growth. Come and see the delight of springtime. And then in the summer, come and see the fruit that has been born. But in order for us to share in this delight, we also must share in preparing the earth. We must share in toiling the soil. We must share in cutting back the branches. I am the vine, and my Father is the farmer, the vine dresser. The farmer shows his cutting care, discarding the fruitless branches for the fire, and pruning where the fruit will grow. Thus, his care is loving and life-giving. My mentor, my first pastor, my now spiritual father, used to tell me that he prayed John 15 for me. And in the first few years, I had very little understanding of what that prayer meant when he told me he was praying it. And then I started to understand what that prayer meant. And to this day, it still has a bit of angst right here in my stomach when I think of him praying that prayer for me. Because what it means is he is praying that my life will be pruned, that everything that no longer serves me will be stripped from my life, that the people that no longer build me up will begin to fall away, that the habits that I have in my life that are not God-honoring and do not serve me, and more importantly, do not serve him, will be pruned and cut off. And every time he has ever told me that he is praying John 15 for me, I see evidence of that pruning in my life. And it is painful. However, I know that going through that process bears good fruit, and it keeps me healthy. Have you ever seen a vine or a tree that is not pruned back? It begins to wither and die simply because these branches not bearing fruit are weighing it down, and it cannot flourish. Our lives are the same. When we do not periodically take stock of the things in our lives that no longer serve us, when we do not take a good look at the habits in our lives that are keeping us from doing God's work, and maybe some of those habits are even good things. They can be community efforts. They can be wonderful things. But they might not be what the Father has in store for us this season. When we have too much going on in our life, we begin to become weighed down. And the life, the glow, the luster in us begins to fade. The Father knows just how much each and every one of us can bear. He knows our name. He walks with us. He talks with us. He knows every intimate detail in our lives. He knows every hair on our head. Why would we think that he would not know which aspects of our life need to go? But we are human. We want to cling to the things that are comfortable to us. We attract even the unhealthy patterns in our lives that we are accustomed to. Things that we grew up with that seem normal to us, we attract into our lives. And we want to hold on to them. And when the Father comes to gently take them away from us, so that we can grow and flourish and bear fruit. We cling to them and we cry and we wallow and we step back away from him, not understanding what he is doing. We are the branches of the one true vine. Remaining in the vine, we are said to remain in the Word. We listen to the Word. The Word is our narrative. The Word is the sap, the life blood, the nourishment that we need to flourish. We need the nourishment of the Word more than we need food, more than we need water. We need the nourishment of the Word running through our veins. We need it coming in, and we need it coming out. I had a lay leader that gave an amazing example to life that I will never forget. He talked about the Dead Sea. He said that it remained buoyant and dead because it had an inlet, but it had no outlet. Therefore, it remained stagnant. We can have an inlet pouring into us, and we can remain alive and vibrant for a good long time. But if we do not have an outlet, we become stagnant and still. And eventually, we become shriveled. There is a love that is so divine that it carries us through everything. We are mere humans. We love, and we love deeply and passionately. But our love can betray. Our love, when allowed to live in darkness, can lie, can tell secrets, can hurt others without even meaning to. But when we remain in the sunlight of the Spirit and we allow ourselves to stay connected to the vine and we allow the life-giving sap, blood, life source to run through us, we don't allow things to remain hidden. We don't allow lies, pride, selfishness to run through us. When we remain deeply connected to the vine, those things are forced out of our human nature. Do you love God? I know you do. If you did not, you would not be here on a beautiful, bright, sunshiny morning. Let me help. Try a bit less. Don't wring your hands. Don't sit there with a furrowed brow. Let your heart be as it was created to be. Just let it relax and still your mind. And let the Father, the vine dresser, come to you and let him begin to plant in you. For we need several things to remain healthy. We need seeds. We need to plant seeds in others. And we need seeds planted in us. And just like the parable of the sower, we need to have the ground prepared for us so that that seed will take root. And we need deep roots. And beloved, my people say that those deep roots are our elders. They are the greatest treasure that our country has, and we forget about that. Sit with our elders and learn from them. Learn from them how to be mature, responsible adults. Learn manners. And more importantly, learn to live this out. Because they know this word inside and out. They know it inside and out, instinctively. And the best gift we have are our elders. And you know, I know as we get elder, because I'm getting there, we don't consider ourselves elders. But when we sit with those that are 5, 10, 15, 20 years older than ourselves, we are giving ourselves the best gift imaginable, because we are allowing the seeds planted in us to take root. We are allowing those seeds to be watered and nourished. The vine. In the parable, Jesus says that he is the vine, and we must remain in him. To remain in him, we are given the free gift of forgiveness, and we can give it in his name. The gardener. We've already discussed the gardener. The gardener is God the Father, who does the pruning, who does the toiling, who does the tending, who gives us the sunlight, who gives us water, who brings the darkness and the clouds at times even, and we have lessons to learn in there as well. The branches are one another. And we cannot live without one another. We are created to be interdependent in a world that so strives for independence. I don't need you. I do my own thing. I don't have to listen to you. That is not the way we were created to be. We were created to be interdependent. Our God created us to be the branches connected to the vine, created us to help, to love, to nourish one another, and to hold one another accountable at times. Fruit. The fruit of our life is first a healthy bush, tree, plant, garden. We know that we are connected to that vine when it bears fruit. And that fruit is a virtuous, honest life. We know also when we are in need of tending and when we are in need of help. When we begin hiding in the darkness, either because we have pain in our hearts and we are hurting, or because we are listening to Satan's lies, or because we are hiding something we do not want others to see. When we begin to hide in the darkness, we begin to shrivel. And that is when the other branches must shine the light over us. We are called to restore one another in love while it is still today. And if we took that seriously without judgment and did it in love and just shined the light over each other. Mary Ellen, how you doing? I've not seen you lately. You seem a little down. I just wonder, what can I do? How can I pray for you? I would see the light return to her. That's how it's done. Not, hey, I heard this. What's going on with you? Or, Terry, you know, I think this and this and this is happening with Mary Ellen. Because then I start to die. Then my roots start to come up out of the ground, and my flowers wilt. There is a fence by which the grapes grow along. At those fences are the authorities in life. When we're young, there are mom and our dad. As we grow, there are elders, our friends, the people that we look up to. By this point in life, that fence line is us as the family of God. When we stay close along that fence line, we stay connected to the vine and we stay nourished, and all the little bunches of grapes thrive and blossom and grow. Water. Jesus' living water is essential for life. He is the living water that nourishes us. It's pretty easy to make fun of crafts and different things in life, to talk about living water. We hear it all the time. But when we remove it, it's real easy to see people who are dried up, to see that there is nothing happening in their spirit, to see somebody who is plastic or cardboard. Love listens. A person filled with divine love is love's obedient master. Hearing the words, arise, arise, my fair one, arise, my love, come away from me, come away with me, the beloved moves. Our Father, the vine dresser, knows our name. He walks with us and he talks with us. He knows everything about us. He knows what needs to be revealed to the light. He knows what needs to be pruned back. He knows what needs to be more connected to the other branches. He knows what needs more water. I'm going to read John 15, 1 through 5 again, and I am going to read it as a prayer for you, as my spiritual father reads it for me, knowing, beloved, that it will cause pain in your life, because when pruning happens, it is not comfortable. But I also know the end result is life-giving. It is growth, and it is beautiful. And as you grow, I am here for each and every one of you personally. You can call me. You can stop by and visit at the parsonage or here. I've not been real good about being here lately. Seems that I've been having one or another ailment, but I've decided I'm not letting that get me down anymore. I'm staying here no matter how I feel. So you're free to stop by and see me, and I will pray with you and for you. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does not bear fruit, he prunes, that he may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you. And the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. So it is my prayer that he cuts away all of our bad habits, that He prunes what is no longer growing so that we bear fruit, that He peels back the flesh to reveal the fruit. Do you feel it? Deep down in your hearts, do you feel it? God's love is alive. It is beating. It is breathing. Let's plunge in. The seeds of grace, hope, joy, love are planted deep within each one of us so that our lives may bear fruit. Let's not resist what the divine gardener is trying to do anymore. Let us plunge deep into the water. Drink deeply. Sprout leaves. Welcome the pain of the gardener's shears. Bear fruit. Cling to the vine, because God abides in us. And we can live for Him so that He can abide in others, allowing God's love to abide in them as well.